There is an event that I have to tell you about. It is one that I have attended 3 times in a row, and that is the NEO Summit. Y'all, it is honestly unlike any nonprofit event experience I have ever seen. This year, it will take place on September 18th and 19th in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is 2 full days of digital marketing and fundraising content, workshops, over-the-top fun summit parties, prizes, swag, and so much more. Dare I say, it is a masterclass in edutainment. They have truly mastered the balance between learning and having a really great time. Now, I have worked with them on getting you the lowest price ticket available anywhere. You can save $600 on your ticket by using my link in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Now let's head on over to today's episode. Since starting this process, I have become so much more clear on the direction of my business, the structure of my week, and when goals are accomplished, knowing that it's okay to rest and not jump on to the next thing, which has honestly been a really big growth for me personally. Hey there, you're listening to the Missions to Movements podcast, and I'm your host, Dana Snyder, digital strategist for nonprofits and founder and CEO of Positive Equation. This show highlights the digital strategies of organizations making a positive impact in the world. Ready to learn the latest trends, actionable tips, and the real stories from behind the feed? Let's transform your mission into a movement. How is it already the middle of June? I don't know about you, but this year has flown by. We have a dry erase board calendar in our kitchen that we update monthly, and this month is full of travel. And actually, at the time of this episode release, I will be at the Classy Collaborative leading a panel discussion and workshop on all things social media and social media advertising. So if you happen to be listening and at the event or traveling to the event, DM me on LinkedIn and I'd love to connect with you. I love every single second of recording this podcast and I'd love to hear from you. So if you have 30 seconds today after listening or shoot, while you're listening to today's episode, if you'd be so kind to drop a review, that honestly means the world to me and helps others find out about the show as well. So let's go ahead and dive into why we're here today. And that's quarterly goal setting. So New Year's resolutions are great, right? I do vision boards and the whole gamut, but often I've found that it's really unrealistic for me to plan a whole year when life currently changes very quickly. So this year, I invested in outlining my quarterly goals, something I haven't really been great about in the past, and we're coming up on Q3. So I thought this would be a good time to share my process with you. And my first step was I needed to find a tool, like something that would help me focus. So the first step was I found a planner that I would actually use, which is a big deal, right? So many just sit there collecting dust. So friend and colleague Mallory Erickson introduced me to the Full Focus Planner by Michael Hyatt. And y'all, this planner has changed my productivity tremendously. On page 1, the planner has this quote by Michael Hyatt that reads, "To accomplish our goals, we must distill our dreams into daily actions." I'm actually looking at my planner right now. And amen to this, man. I love it. If you want to buy the planner, this is not a sponsored episode or anything, but if you want to buy the planner, head to Google and search Full Focus Planner by Michael Hyatt and it will pop up. So in the meantime, while you don't have it, I'm just going to kind of share how to DIY this with you. So grab a sheet of paper or your own journal that you have, or if you want to do this on a whiteboard, whatever works for you. And you start with your big goals. So each quarter, I recommend, really for myself, I recommend no more than 3 to 4 goals, or else it can feel daunting and not really possible to achieve. And the goals should also be SMART goals with quantifiable results, either being an achievement goal or a habit goal. So in quarter 1, for example, I had the best intention of a habit goal of sticking to a morning routine for 90 days. And that was going to be meditating, journaling, and working out. I didn't quite make it every day, but hey, I did my best. For quarter 2, my goals were all achievement-based. So Number one was to become pregnant with a healthy baby. So if you've listened to any of my previous episodes, I have mentioned my IVF process this year, and it has been quite the adventure. So I feel for anybody who's gone through this fertility journey. As I'm recording this, we just wrapped round three. That was not successful. So I'm going to continue to write this goal out. So we're just taking the necessary steps and supplements and doing the research to hopefully become closer to this goal. So they can be personal or professional is essentially what I mean by this. Number two, the next two are business goals. Number two is to secure 30K in podcast sponsorships. So I am halfway to this goal and starting to book Q4 sponsors. So holler if you're interested. Number three was to have six organizations sign up for my mastermind, which is providing nonprofits with the team and the resources necessary to build and launch the recurring donor programs. And I received so many applications for the program, I couldn't even schedule all the application calls. So now there's a wait list for 2023, which is very, very exciting. If you were interested in that, you can head to positiveequation.com/mastermind. So basically, you write out those goals, right? So I had secure 30K in podcast sponsorships and Q2 and have six organizations sign up. So I had numbers, right, for this mastermind. So it's one thing to have these goals, but the planner takes it a step further. And so on your piece of paper, after you outline what your goals are, what you want to next do is ask yourself, what are my key motivations for these goals? And I typically list three key motivations for each goal. And this really helps you process why is this an important goal for you and reflect on that. So your main goals and then your key motivations for each of those goals. The next section is to outline next steps. So really the first few actions that you need to reach that big goal. And this section is crucial. Your mind can start to wander or maybe think, oh, this goal is too big when thinking about the overall statement. But with next steps, you're really able to break them down into micro actions to reach that goal. So it makes it feel more attainable. So for example, for my podcast sponsorships goal, my next steps are, number one, create a categorized list of companies and organizations that my audience, you, right, and I find valuable. So I will not, I don't partner with any brands or companies that I either haven't used, wouldn't use myself, or wouldn't recommend. So that's number one, create a categorized list. Number two, next step is to research a marketing or partnerships contact for those list of companies. And I use LinkedIn to search for these roles and a nifty tool called Rocket Reach. Basically, you plug in somebody's LinkedIn profile URL, and within Rocket Reach, within their algorithm, they pull up recommended emails for that person. So hot tip right there. And then number three, so I have my categories list. I have researched a partnerships contact. And number three is to research what is their business focused on. So what are they marketing on social media? What's on their website? Like, what are they currently focused on? And I will then draft a templated yet customizable pitch. So what I mean by this is I use Gmail as my email provider. And within Gmail, you have the ability to create email templates. And so I can create one that maybe will include a brief intro and a link to my sponsorship packet. Maybe that's always going to be included in the email. And then other areas of the email I'll customize. But work smarter, not harder, right? And then number four on my next step will be to follow up. So send out the email and then to follow up. So those would be examples of next steps. So for each of your goals, you want to outline, I don't know, three, I had four. So three to four next steps that will help you achieve that goal. Now, this next step, I really appreciate that they put this in there. And it's titled Your Reward. So once you reach your goal, how will you celebrate? Man, like how often, I'll throw myself in here too. How often do you reach a goal that you've been working on for months and then you reach it and you're like, cool, great, awesome, on to the next thing, right? We need to slow down and say like, I just did something, right? I wrote down this goal and it was so intentional. I had these key motivations. It seemed like maybe such a daunting thing at the time, and I completed it. So when we write down a reward for the goal that we just had, we are subconsciously getting excited about the completion of the goal before it ever happens. So In my case, I'm a foodie, I'm a traveler, lover of spa days, and I'm a new homeowner. So usually my rewards are something within those categories. So you have your goals and you have your goal details outlined, but then comes the daily actions and hashtag life, right? That often gets in the way. So I think what's really cool about this planner is after you have these main goal settings, they have daily tasks, right? Daily outline of what you're going through, daily agendas for yourself. And each day is organized with the daily big three. Is there any This Is Us fans listening? Big three? That finale killed me. Anyways, you list your daily three most important tasks, and then you can list other ones. So I try and have at least one of my daily tasks be focused on one of my next steps for the goals that I've outlined. So of course, that's not always possible, but at the end of the week, there's a section to share biggest wins, after action reviewed on what worked, what didn't, and how to improve and refocus for the next week. So in my routine, I really enjoy ending my day by outlining tomorrow's big three and other tasks that I have. And then the next morning while I'm drinking coffee, I like to review them again to really focus on the agenda of the day. So as Q3 quickly approaches, I need to schedule an hour or so to sit outside. I like to sit outside and write my goals, get away from the computer. I sit outside on my patio and think about what I envision my goals to be for July through September. And it's amazing what can happen when you write down goals and put a plan in place. I think sometimes when we just write down goals, we're like, meh. But if you break down the key motivations and you break down the next steps, it really puts a more tactical plan in place. So since starting this process, I have become so much more clear on the direction of my business, the structure of my week, and when goals are accomplished, knowing that it's okay to rest and not jump on to the next thing, which has honestly been a really big growth for me personally. So I hope this short solo episode was helpful in thinking through how you'll approach your goal planning for Q3 and Q4. Go ahead and mark this episode as a quick refresher when September rolls around. You can start planning again for Q4. And I'd love to hear from you on what some of your Q3 goals are. So post them on your Instagram stories and tag me or DM me on LinkedIn and Instagram. And just a quick note, coming up in July is a mini series of 4 episodes focused on diving into the influencer and ambassador landscape. So I'm bringing on some pretty cool guests from all facets of the industry to share best practices with you. So make sure you're subscribed to get notified when those episodes drop. See you next Wednesday. Can you tell I love talking all things digital? To make this show better, I'd be so grateful for your feedback. Leave a review, take a screenshot of this episode, share it on Instagram stories, and tag Positive Equation with one E so I can reshare and connect with you.